Well, it's very good, but I've got a lot to think about. So you know, I'm doing a lot of juggling.
Yeah.
Because obviously, the main event is singing, but obviously I'm juggling the crowd and being the front man and all the costume changes and God knows what. You know, I mean, it's a big production.
You've been doing it for years, and somehow your voice keeps getting better, even in the cold temperatures. How does that happen?
Clean living, no, rubbish. Bit of common sense. I mean, I think a certain amount of it just has to do with your physiology and, you know, just how you're made up, you know. But, you know, I try and look after myself reasonably. I mean, obviously, I had an issue with throat cancer like 5 years ago now. Yeah. And that was a bit of a worry.
When your voice is your tool, and look, you know, that's another thing. It's, you know, number one, we're bloody happy to still have you on stage, but still be alive as well.
No, still be alive. The worrying thing was the alive thing. The voice thing was actually, I actually genuinely wasn't bothered. I was just like, you know what, I'll just settle for being alive, and then we'll see what comes out. But the guy that did all the treatment for it, was really cool, and he said, "Look," he said, "I'm gonna, with all the radiation and stuff that I had," he said, "Look, I'm gonna actually miss your larynx." He said, "So that bit of it is gonna be, should be absolutely fine." And actually, by the time they'd kind of cleaned out the pipes, because I had a lump that was the size of a golf ball, in the base of my tongue. Well, that's gone.
Wow.
So, I mean, no surgery or anything.
Yeah.
And I thought when that went, suddenly all this air is getting to places that it used to get to when I was like 25.
Yeah, right.
You know, so I'm thinking, hey, wow, the high notes are like, oh my God, you know, they're back, you know, properly, you know.
And how's it still going? I don't know. It's been a you know, 3 or 4 full on months, but you brought back some classics as well, songs you haven't played on stage for many years.
Yeah, well, that's you know. It's the Legacy of the Beast tour, so boom, boom. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So there's obviously no new songs, but I'd like to think that there's a few songs that people are going, oh, that's a bit odd. Like, you know, a couple of the, you know, Blaze Bailey songs are in there, and I mean, I think they sound fabulous. I mean, because they're really cool tracks, and I actually love singing them. You know, because Klansmen. It's a big crowd favourite anyway.
And by the way, thanks for the shout out last night, before that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta, you know, between cricket and everything else, you know, you can't resist, you know, to kick somebody when they're down, why did Hollywood have an Australian playing a Scotsman? And you just have to say, why did Hollywood have a Scotsman playing a Spaniard? You know,
Spaniard,
you know,
yeah.
You know.